During former President Jimmy Carter's August announcement, he was battling cancer. He made it clear he has plenty left to do. One big wish.
I'd like for the last guinea worm to die before I do.
Guinea worm is relatively unknown in the developed world, but elsewhere it is a feared parasite that infects humans through contaminated drinking water. It grows and causes excruciating pain when emerging through the skin. The global campaign to wipe out the disease started at the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
In 1980, CDC proposed that if we wanted to assess sustainable development, clean water systems around the world, the eradication of guinea worm would be an indicator of whether we've been able to do that.
In 1986, the World Health Assembly adopted a resolution calling for the complete eradication of guinea worm.
When we first came to Ghana,
that's when the Carter Center stepped in.
We started out with 3.6 million cases. I think we have cases in South Sudan, and one case in Ethiopia, and one case in Mali, and 7 cases in Chad. That's all the guinea worms in the world, and we know where all of them are.
The path to complete eradication depends on Carter Center initiatives to monitor and filter drinking water.
It's just a historic effort to be able to drive the incidence of disease from an estimated 3.5 million cases in 1986 to only 14 cases as of today.
If those 14 cases are the last ones on Earth, guinea worm would join smallpox as only the second human disease in history to be eradicated.
Personal pain is terrible.
Because of President Carter's leadership and the work of CDC and our partners around the world, 80 million people will not have to go through that torture. That's a legacy that is just unbelievable and inspiring.
For the World Health Organization to declare guinea worm eradicated, there must be 0 cases of the disease for 3 calendar years.
The pressure is on us to try to finish what remains to be done as soon as possible.
Kane Fairbaum, VOA News, Atlanta, Georgia.
Well, when they come through here, you teach them to use a filter cloth and don't drink that water, right?